אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך א', חלק ג'.
We are reading in the study of 10 ספירות, part 1, portion 3, chapter 13. We are on item number 6 in the words of the Ari.
ב-10 ספירות דהסתכלות, שהן אור ישר,
in the 10 ספירות of הסתכלות, which are the direct light, emerged the shoresh, which is near the Ein and Chochmah, Bina and Malchut, emerged from Ein downwards until the Yesod, which is adjacent to the Peh. Indeed, the 10 Sefirot of Istaklut, the more adhesive with its shoresh, is higher, because the Keter is the closer and nearer to the Ein than the rest, and similarly the rest. Item 7. The Shoresh, which is the Keter, came out in Or Chozer, close to the Peh, which is the Malchut, which is the Shoresh of the Or Chozer. And Chum and Tum expand and rise from Peh upward until Malchut of Or Chozer, that reaches near the Ein. And they clothe the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar. The 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer make the degree of all the Kelim equal when incorporated in the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar. Indeed, the Prina Malchut came out first. And when the light strikes and returns, the entire Prina of the Kelim was even. That is because if Yesod had expanded before it more than Malchut, it would have been equal with Malchut, although it is Yesod, that it spread more. Since the Yesod would have the strength to expand more because of the... It would have been so because Yesod would have the strength to expand more because of the multitude of the light of Malchut. However, it has no merit over Malchut, but because of the Itpashtut, it is regarded as Or Chozer, which returns and comes closer to its origin. However, in terms of the Kelim themselves, they are equal. When the light clothes the Hevel once more, and it is close to the Peh, the light of the Peh is greater than the light of the Ozen, since the Hevel of the Peh is regarded as the Rosh when it is there. However, when the Hevel of the Ozen is here, it is still rewarded as the rest of the Guf. Opening me, item 9, relates to, and indeed, Prinat Malchut. It means that in the discernment of the 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, Malchut came out first, as it is the source and root of any 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer. For all the Or Chozer is her own part, which she should have received had it not been for the detaining Masach. Therefore, Malchut is regarded as Prinat Shoresh and Keter to the entire 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, and as containing all of them. This is how he writes, Prinat Malchut came out first, meaning the discernment of the Or Chozer. Clear? There are no questions? We'll continue. Little Ot Yud, little 10, in Opimi, the Or Yashar is arranged from above downward, meaning from Zach to Av, from pure to coarse. The greater the purity, the greater the importance. Conversely, the light, the Or Chozer, is arranged from below upward, meaning from coarse to pure. The greater the Aviut, the greater the importance. Thus, when clothing each other, they are all equal. It is so because the lower in the Or Yashar, such as Malchut, is higher in the Or Chozer, as Malchut is the Keter of Or Chozer, and vice versa. It turns out that Keter and Malchut are of equal level, as are the rest of the Sefirot. a shortcoming in Or Yashar is always an advantage and abundance in Or Chozer, and vice versa. Thus, the entire 10 Sefirot are of equal level. Is that clear? Don't be shy. Ask. Yes. What is the meaning? A lack of Or Yashar is always given in Or Chozer. The Or Yashar which spreads from the Creator to the creature. Or Chozer is what spreads from the creature to the Creator. So it's clear the extent in which the Sefirot are purer, like Keter, Chochmah. So there the Or Chochmah is greater. There is an equivalence between the light and the Sefira. To the extent in which Or Chozer spreads in greater Aviyut, it has the opposite, greater purity as Or Chozer. The more I am in greater Aviyut and I can bestow, then my bestowal is greater. That's why this is the oppositeness that there is between Or Yashar and Or Chozer, and that's why they complement and complete each other. Okay? Think about this. We need to think to draw this and depict it. That's how it is. According to the Or Yashar, whoever is closer to the Creator is greater. According to the Or Chozer, whoever is distant from the Creator is greater. But that's one who works. Yes? So the Keter of Or Yashar plus Malchut of Or Chozer equals Malchut of Or Yashar plus Keter of Or Chozer? What do you mean by equal? That's it. That's exactly what I always wanted to ask. Like in a same level. By their intensity, their power, but where is the greater work? Where is the Creator greater and where is the creature greater? And Keter of Or Chozer and Malchut of Or Yashar. Meaning here is the oppositeness, and it's always in spirituality this way, and this is why it's hard for us to grasp, as two opposites are in one topic, one subject. And that's why, according to our straight intellect, it doesn't work out. But rather, it's always this on one side and that on the other. And they're both right. You're either talking from the sides of lights or from the side of desire, from the side of kilim. Okay? Well, there's silence, so it's probably okay. Yes, doctor. So wherever there's greater Aviyut is closer to the Creator? That's how it turns out? More distance. But it bestows more. If he bestows in greater Aviyut, then he's closer. So what did he want to say here? He wanted to say that without a Masach, the coarser you are is worse. With a Masach, the coarser you are greater. So what he wants to say is that it's worthwhile to acquire a Masach. Certainly. As the size of the Masach, the greatness of the Masach, which is according to the coarseness, the Aviyut, this is what you're appreciated according to. That's what measures you. Let's go. Item 20. We are saying that this is the Aviyut in the Masach. In short, that's the given. The Aviyut in the Masach, meaning that Aviyut that you can overcome in order to bestow, and then it becomes Zakut, purity. That's it. Well, little item 20 of Opnimi relates to if Yesod were to expand. Meaning, even though Yesod has Or Yashar above called before it, and Malchut does not take anything of the upper light before her, since the Masach detains it and pushes all of it up, still they are the same, as he explains further. Again, item 20 relates to if Yesod would expand above Malchut, meaning even though Yesod has Or Yashar above, called before it, Malchut does not take anything of the Or Elyon before her, since the Masach detains it and pushes all of it up. Still, they are both the same, as he explains further. Because Yesod is at the expense of the Or Yashar and Malchut and Or Chozer. Next. Item 30, meaning the Or Chozer of Malchut that Yesod receives gives it strength to expand more than its measure, for it reached by the power of that Or Chozer to the level of Keter.
The Malchut, when it elevates Or Chozer, it actually completes the entire ten Sfirot from below up.
Item 40 relates to, and there is no measure upon the Malchut, meaning that its entire merit over Malchut is that because Malchut is Or Chozer without Or Yashar, meaning the light of departure from Malchut, Histalkut, which brings it back to its Shoresh, whereas Yesod receives its part in Or Yashar, which is certainly a great merit. However, from the perspective of the Kelim themselves, meaning the Or Chozer, they are equal. Meaning that after the Or Chozer leaves, it rose and clothed all the Tzfirot and became a Kli to them. From the perspective, they are both equal. It is so because all the Or Yashar that is caught in the Partzuf is only because of the Or Chozer. And there is not a single sphira of Or Yashar that can shine to the Partzuf but her. Thus, the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer participate equally in the illumination of the Partzuf. You must remember here what the Ari said before, that Or Yashar and Or Chozer are both one and the same light, meaning the light of Istaklut. The shortcoming of the Or Chozer is only in that it is the light of Histalkut from Malchut. However, now it is the opposite, as any Itpashtut, expansion of the light in general, is connected and depends on the Or Chozer. That makes it completely equal to with the Or Yashar, for now it has become the Or of Itpashtut, since it became Kelim. That is why the Ari writes, however, in terms of the Kelim themselves, they are equal.
When the light is reflected, even though that it's Or Chozer, but it returns the created being to the Creator and then gives the created being the ability to receive, namely to receive in order to bestow to the Creator, or reception becomes bestowal, and in that, they're equal.
וכשחוזר האור הוא מלביש את ההבל. יש כאן טעות סופר, עשר ספירות, זה צריך לומר, וכשחוזר ההבל הוא מלביש את האור. כי ההבל שהוא סוד אור חוזר, מלביש...
The hevel, which is the secret of the Or Chozer, clothes the Or Yashar. The light that ascends from beneath upwards is called hevel. Hevel havelim, הכל hevel. Says about it, and it talks about the Or Chozer, the returning light, reflected light. Item 60,
Opimi, because the Peh is the Shoresh of the Or Chozer, and that is why it is a Rosh, meaning Keter. Item 70, but the Hevel of the Ozen, since it is here as far as the rest of the goof, because Or Chozer that reaches the Ozen, which is Bina, is the Sfira Hod of Or Chozer, which is Prinat Guf.
Od Yesod Malchut, right? It's the third Sfira from beneath. And it's Keter Chochma Bina, it's the third Sfira from above. So, the only thing here is the calculation between the Or Yashar and the Or Chozer.
Chapter 13 explains the matter of Zivug of Hagah, of the Histaklut Enaim in Achab, from which the Kelim were made, plus an explanation. A drush, a homily that I wrote regarding the roots of the emanation of Atzmut and Kelim that were made of Achap and Einaim as Re'iya, Shmiya, Re'iya, Dibu, sight, hearing, sense, speech, respectively. I have found this in the words of Rav Gedalia, when the lights expanded from Ozen and Chotem up to opposite the Peh, where all the Havalim join. In the place they join, they all have Prinat Nefesh. The Hevel of the Ozen cannot connect to the Hevel of the Peh, but only at a distance. The same applies for the Hevel of the Chotem, but it does not need as great a distance as the Hevel of the Ozen to connect to the Hevel of the Peh. For that comes Histaklut Enaim, and the Kelim were made in the Haka'ah that is struck in the Hevel. There is internal and external in this Histaklut, as there is internality and externality in all the organs, and thus all their Kelim were made. Since there is no Hevel coming out in the Re'iyah of the Enaim, but only Histaklut, only Kelim are made.
Continue.
Item 2. That Histaklut is greater than all the above three Havalim, because the Re'iyah is Yud, sight is Yud, hearing is Hey, smell is Vav, and speech is Hey. Thus, we have the four letters Havaya, which are Chabtam and are Naranach. Sight is Chaya, Yud of the name called Chochmah, as the upper Chochmah shines through the Einaim. But if actual Hevel were to emerge through the Einaim, it would be impossible to receive them below. For this reason, only Histaklut was drawn from it, and it had the strength to make kelim for these three prinot: Yud of the Neshama in Hevel Ozen, Yud of Ruach in Hevel Chotem, Yud of Nefesh in Hevel of the Peh. This is the meaning of "from afar the Lord appeared unto me." Regarding the other Havalim, had there been Histaklut from them alone through a Masach like the Einaim, they wouldn't have the strength to make kelim. All of this is din, whether in Prinat Hitpashtut of the Hevel or the Histaklut of vision. This Re'iya is Gvura in Gematria, and Dibur with four letters is 216 in Gematria.
Meaning, if there's sufficient Aviut and a Masach, then there's Hevel, and namely, in this reflected light, one attains the upper Bechinot. Yes. This is why it says, Hevel Havalim, Akol Hevel. Because this is the only way that you can attain things.
Item 3. This Histaklut comes and strikes at the place where the three Havalim join together, which is Prinat Nefesh. This is when God saw the light, as the light is Prinat Hevel, Ozen, and Chotem, being the Prina of Neshama and Ruach. At is the Prina of Peh, which is Nefesh, and when he saw the Nefesh, then God divided, which is the making of the Shurashim of the Kelim, the roots of the vessels. 4. This Histaklut in the direct way makes an impression in each and every Prina. It is because it hits every single Prina of the Histaklut from the Prina Hevel Keter in Keter. All the imprint of the Kelim was made in this manner, the external in the external organs and the internal in the internal organs. It did not end before the Histaklut struck the place where the Havalim join. which is the place of the Hitpashtut of the Havelim, namely their exterior. From the Haka'a of the Or Hevel to the Or Histaklut, the Or Histaklut returned as Or Chozer and became a Kli in every Pchina of the rest of the Guf. The exterior for the exterior organs and the interior in the interior organs.
He'll explain it in a second. Item 5.
Item 5 from the Ari. Since in Histaklut, the more adhesive with the Shoresh is higher, for Keter, which is proximate the Ein, came out last, and the Malchut came out first. When returning and striking, all the Kelim are equal. As if Yesod had previously expanded more than Malchut, it would have been because of Malchut, though it is Yesod, for it expanded more. Because of the all of Malchut, Yesod had the strength to expand further, and there is no merit in it over Malchut. However, because this Hitpashtut is as Or Chozer, which returns and draws near to its origin, in the Kelim themselves they are equal. Opni Mi, Item 1. What is and when in Histaklut? Meaning, it means that in the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer that emerge from the Zivug of Haka'ah called Histaklut, the Malchut, which is the Peh, called At, is the Shoresh of the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Thus, the more it is adhesive with the Shoresh, meaning with Prinat Malchut in the Peh, the higher and more important it is. That is because it extends from her, and Or Chozer comes out from below upward.
Is this clear? Yes or no? Read it again.
Again, Oplimi, Item 1. It means that in the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer that emerged from the Zivug of Haka'ah called Histaklut,
from below up,
the Malchut, which is the Peh, called At, is the root of the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Thus, the more it is adhesive with the Shoresh, meaning with Prinat Malchut in the Peh, the higher and more important it is.
Suppose from Malchut emerges the Keter of Chozer, then the Chochmah of Or Chozer, from below upwards.
That is because it extends from her and the Or Chozer comes out from below upward.
Gershon, it's okay. Good.
Yes. Item 2 relates to because Keter, which is adjacent to the Ein, emerged last. Meaning, in the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar, Keter, which is proximate to the Ein, came out first, and is the Shoresh of every 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar. And its level is regarded as higher than all. However, it is the opposite in the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer that emerged by the Histaklut in Malchut. Because Malchut in the Peh becomes the Shoresh for the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer, and gives the light to all 10 Sfirot. Thus, Yesod is second in merit, Hod is third, etc., up to Keter, which is proximate the Ein, which receives last.
That becomes the Malchut of Or Chozer.
This is where he said, Keter, which is proximate the Ein, came out last. It means that it is the last to receive the Hitpashtut of the Or Chozer, from Malchut.
Or Yashar. Questions? Neiv, do us a favor. Everything's clear. Okay. Yes?
What's not clear is what happens the moment Malchut does a restriction and rejects Keter. It's like Or Yashar is Keter Chochmah Bina until Yesod.
Before Malchut makes the Tzimtzum, there's no Or Chozer at all.
That's okay, but what happens the moment she does a restriction and rejects the light? What happens? The Or Yashar comes until Yesod, and then Malchut rejects.
Yeah.
So what happens with Keter, Avor Chozer?
the Malchut of Or Yashar becomes the Keter of Or Chozer.
So there's no Malchut of Or Yashar?
There is. There's the Malchut of Or Yashar that does the restriction and turns itself into the Keter of Or Chozer, but it functions and exists as the Malchut of Or Yashar, because otherwise what will sustain the Keter of Or Chozer?
So that's confusing.
Don't be so little naive. How could it be that if I get from above neither deficiencies, nor screens, nor lights, nor nothing, how can I be Or Chozer, reflected light?
So it's as if there is no restriction.
There is everything, but if the host doesn't give me any more, what can I make the tzimtzum on? Meaning Malchut of Or Yashar, it exists and continues existing. Besides that, it inverts itself into the Keter of Or Chozer, precisely because it's the Malchut of Or Yashar. One does not contradict or conflict with the other. This is a problem. That once you start feeling spirituality, everything falls into place. But before that, how could two opposite things be in the same place? You're right. Yeah.
So what's the high level? I didn't understand what's the upper level now. In Or Yashar, we see that Keter is the upper. In Or Chozer, we see that Malchut is the upper. So how do you decide what's the upper? What's the higher level? I didn't understand.
How do you measure the level? You measure it by the Or Chozer, the reflected light.
But here he says that Keter is closer to the Insof in Or Yashar.
And so?
So here it's in a higher level.
No, if you're talking about the level of something, you're talking about the level of the Or Chozer. A degree is something else. It's the degree of my stature, the degree to which I resemble the Creator. This is the degree of the created being. The Creator has no degree. He's round. Abstract light fulfilling the whole of reality. Yeah?
Where does this happen? Meaning there's a partzuf, there's a kli.
An abstract partzuf.
Light comes to it, to its masach.
Yeah.
And then there's a zivug of haka.
Yeah.
It receives
after
the light.
After the zivug daka.
And all that he's describing here, where does this happen? Inside the Patsuf?
Inside the Patsuf. Besides it, there's nothing.
Inside its lowest Prina and Malchut?
Why? It has 10 Sfirot. Through these 10 Sfirot, through the 9 Sfirot and Malchut being the last one, she feels the light that is coming to her. And now she's doing work on this light. Why is the light coming to her? Because before that, she made a tzimtzum. She told herself, I'm not receiving anymore. If she, in and of herself, does not receive, then she starts feeling that the Creator wants to give her. And she's not receiving. And then she starts working with that light in order to bestow. How much above the tzimtzum can I receive in order to bestow? So she examines herself and she pushes the light, reflects it, rejects it. And then what follows is that in a Pertzuf where she has 10 Sfirot, there the Malchut becomes the Keter. It becomes the bestower. So the Malchut of Or Yashar becomes the Keter of Or Chozer. Now, the Yesod of Or Yashar, it becomes the Chochma of Or Chozer. Od of Or Yashar becomes Bin of Or Chozer, and that's how it goes. 10 Sfirot from above down are completed by the 10 Sfirot from below up.
So she simply receives some kind of proportion of the light, a certain quantity of the light, to Malchut and to each and every Sfira from below upward.
Right.
And that's what he's describing.
Yeah. These are really tiny elements of creation. Master.
Item 3 relates to, and when it strikes and returns, each prina of the kelim are equal. It means that since the keter is first in merit from the perspective of Or Yashar, and Malchut is last in merit, for she receives last, and is the farthest from the Shoresh, it is the opposite from the perspective of Hitpashtut of Or Chozer. Namely, Sfira of Malchut becomes the Shoresh, and it is the first in merit, and Keter last. It turns out that all the Kelim equalize into the exact same level by clothing the Or Yashar in Or Chozer. It is so because all is better in the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar as worse in the Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer, and vice versa. All that is better in Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer is worse in the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar. Thus, all the Kelim become equal.
This in Or Yashar and that in Or Chozer. Right? Amnon. Yes or no?
I'm saying it sounds very logical. Also, we have a certain state that internally I'm feeling it. Meaning I understand this well. I have no...
As a simple idea, yeah? That's how it is?
It's not that I'm grasping it in my mind, but I understand it pretty good, at least what's written here.
Good.
The Or Chozer and Or Yashar, it's pretty logical to me.
Yeah, it's clear. One opposite the other. But it's something that's intellectually clear, whereas when you start feeling something, I don't want to feel or understand or anything. That's it.
And
suddenly I feel that I'm stupid, that I can't relate two words together. I can't put two words together, like the Baal Shem Tov couldn't even identify the letters. So where's the Yasha? Where's the Chozer? You can't do 1 + 1. These are actually the most beneficial states for building the Kelim. Yeah?
Can the mind and the feeling not be combined in such a thing?
Won't help. The intellect doesn't help at all. It helps only to the extent to which maybe I can somehow force myself to do different things, do different actions. Suppose today there is Yeshivat Chavarim. You're meeting in tents. Okay. I don't feel like it. I simply don't. What can I do? So, now, in advance, I can make it so that I'll have no choice, that I simply have to be there. That's it. So this is the work with your... So this working with your intellect. But emotionally wise, may everything burn, I feel bad, I'm ill, I'm this, I'm that. There are a million different things. So that you're saying that everything falls into place in your intellect, then when you start feeling these things, this, there, it doesn't work. Item 4.
Little item 4 in Opimi. Above it is, for if Yesod would spread before the Malchut. Meaning that all the Sfirot that rose and expanded on an equal level up to Keter, proximate to the Ein, by the Or Chozer that came out of the Malchut from below upward. However, it is so because of Malchut Neper. It is written that the more Yesod expands inwardly, meaning although it is more internal than Malchut, Malchut clothes it from without. However, this is not regarded as merit because its entire hitpashtut up to Keter is by the strength of Malchut. Thus, Malchut is its shoresh, and in this hitpashtut of the degree and merit.
It doesn't matter who are we talking about, who do we say that expands, Malchut does everything.
And it is written because of the awe of the Malchut, Yesod and the had the strength to expand further, meaning that the Or Chozer of Malchut made it expand its level more than its measure in the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar. Therefore, it is not better than its Shoresh, which is the Malchut.
Thanks to the Malchut, it extends, and this is how it is with all the Sfirot. So Malchut supports and keeps. The Malchut supports with its Or Chozer all the Sfirot that are before it. Item 5.
Item 5 relates to, and it has no greater measure merit over Malchut. Meaning that in any case, there is merit in Yesod over Malchut, for her entire merit is only in Or Chozer. Yesod is superior to her in that he is first in the Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar, which is known to be much better than Or Chozer. However, this is only in respect to the lights. From the perspective of the Kilim, their essence is made primarily of Or Chozer. As it is said, in the Kilim themselves, they are equal. It is so because the level and the merit of the Kilim extends solely from Or Chozer.
And small item 6.
When the light returns and clothes the Hevel, meaning when it is close to the Peh, the Hevel of the Peh is greater than the Hevel of the Ozen. That is because the Hevel of the Peh is now near the Peh as Prinat Tzurosh, while the Hevel of the Ozen is still regarded as Prinat, the rest of the Guf, until it ascends opposite the Ozen.
And therefore there is more Or Chozer in Malchut than in the Ozen, in the Bina. And undoubtedly because the Malchut has to dress the lights of Chochmah, and in the Ozen only the lights of Binah. These are tremendous differences. Okay, chapter 14.
Chapter 14 explains the internality and externality of the five worlds, Adam Kadmon and Abiya, and how in every 25 degrees, in every single world, there are internality and externality. It also divides the level of each and every world. Internality and externality of the world of Asiya are Nefashot and Ofanim. 1. There is internality and externality in all the Olamot. In Asiya, their externality are the Ofanim, and their Pnimiyut, internality, are Nefashot. However, these Nefashot are in general. Again, there is internality and externality in all the Olamot. In Asiya, their externality is the Ofanim, and the internality is the Nefashot. However, these Nefashot are in a general value. Item 1, Opnimi, relates to internality and externality. The light is referred to as Pnimiyut here, internality, and the Kli as Chitzoniyut, externality. Regarding internality and externality, they should always be understood according to the relevant context. Item 2. What are the Ofanim and the internality or Nefeshot? The Kelim of the world of Asiya are called Ofanim, and the lights of the world of Asiya are called Nefesh. Item 3. These souls and the Nefashot in general, meaning relating to the general Ten Sfirot, which are five worlds, Ak and Abiya, corresponding to Kachab, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, in which Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh are clothed. Accordingly, all the lights of Asiya are regarded as Malchut and Nefesh. though compared to the specific inner value of the world, to of Olam Asiya itself, it has the entire Naran Chai, as he will explain henceforth.
Questions? No questions. Okay. Well, really, it's all pretty much clear. Let's go.
Item 2, above. The Naran Chai of the general Nefesh extends from the five Parzufim Arichanpin, Abaveima, and Zon Avasya. However, this Nefesh is divided into five Prinot Naran Chai. These five Prinot are in the five Parzufim of Avasya, and they are all Nefesh of the Olamot in general.
Meaning in the world of Avasya, it's always the light of Nefesh, the smallest one, but it's divided into the five worlds of Avasya. Yes.
Item 3, Ari. Each Parzuf of the five Parzufim of Avasya consists of Naran Chai. However, in Naran Chai of Arichanpin, they are all Yechida. In Naran Chai of Abba, they are all Chaya. And in Naran Chai of Ima, they are all Neshama. And in Zeranpin, they are all Ruach. And in Nukva, they are all Nefashot. And in the degree of Malchut in the Olamot.
Continue.
Also, each Parzuf among them contains the above five Prinot Naran Chai. However, these being that these five Prinot are in Arichanpin, they are all called Yechida in Asiya. These five Prinot in Abba are called Chaya of Asiya. And these five Prinot of Ima are all called Neshama. These five Prinot of Zeranpin are called Ruach. And these five prinot in Nukva are called Nefesh.
Questions. Gershon, you want to ask, and you're all the time holding yourself.
I'm not holding back, I just don't even know how to ask. And thus far we talked about the connection between the light and the Kli in the form of Ten Sfirot.
Ten Sfirot of Or Yashar and Ten Sfirot of Or Chozer.
The lesson of the Kli to the light and the light to the Kli.
Now he's talking about the Olamot.
What is this? Where did this come from?
He's just telling you. You have a new part now. Right? That's called chapter 14. And he explains.
Yes?
Here in the meantime, he explains the chapter world of Asiya. In the world of Asiya, I have Ketuchma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut that are called Adik Arichan, Bina, Bavim, and Zon. And in them, in the Ketuchma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in the world of Asiya, and it doesn't matter how they're called, you have Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida of Orot of the lights. But these Orot, since it's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, Naran Chai, all of them are on the degree of Nefesh, because the world of Asiya is the smallest world, and it's on a view to Shoresh. That's it.
No. So he's actually
describing the same relationships only in different words?
I don't know what happened before. I don't care about that. Do I understand what's written here? What I said now, is it okay?
No, that transition is hard for me and the details.
This mister, then wait. Take a week off and come to learn. What do you mean? Be flexible. But here there is nothing new or complicated. There isn't. Sometimes you really need to study some one thing, wait a bit, or not to wait for half a day or something, to do something else, and then to approach the second stage. Not to immediately go from one to the other. I understand you, but here, what did he say that here that's complicated? Let's go.
Item 4 above. In general, the entire light in the world of Asiya is regarded as Or Nefesh. And in specific, it contains Naran Chai of Nefesh, each of them containing Naran Chai, which are 25 degrees.
And he can multiply by five and another five and so on.
It turns out that there are 25 individual prinot, but in general there are not more than 5 prinot, which are 5 parzufim. However, when arranged according to the 4 worlds of Biyah, they will only be prinat nefesh in their general value.
It's clear, right? The world of Asiya is nefesh, but it has 5 kelim, and this nefesh is divided into Ner El Chai. According to the kelim of Kachabzon.
Item 4, Opnimi, relates to the 25 particular prinot. Meaning 5 parzufim, each and every parzuf contains Ner El Chai. Know that these 25 prinot are obligatory in each and every olam because of the emanation of that single degree, that is the level of the specific world. As it is written in Nistaklut Ptimit here, thus it is necessary to discern 5 parzufim in the world of Adam Kadmon as well, in which there are 10 sfirot, kachab, zeranpin, nukva, one below the other, where the Ner El Chai of that specific parzuf clothed. You should also discern here that there are 2 kinds of 10 sfirot. The first is the 10 sfirot Kachab, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, whose level is equal, meaning that they emerge from a single zivug of Haka'ah, meaning from a single prina. The second is the 10 sfirot kachabzon, which are one below the other, meaning which emerge by the 5 zivugim of Haka'ah because of the hizdakhut of the masach, as it is written above regarding the emanation of the 5 worlds Ak and Nabiya. Know that these obligatory 25 mchinot in each world are spoken of in the words of the Ari relate only to the 10 sfirot, one below the other, because those 10 sfirot that have an equal level are regarded only as one single sfira, named after the highest light in the degree.
Silence. Get up. What's with you?
What's on an equal level? Where does that come from?
10 sfirot on an equal level.
Yes.
That they come out on the same zivug daka.
But zivug is always according to a level.
But there can be no less than kachabzon of kelim and Ner El Chai of orot in each and every zivug. There is the degree where they're not equal, ketuchma bina zaran pin and malchut, and there are zivugim, and in each such zivug there has to be, otherwise it can't exist. There's no less than 10, or in 5 prinot. That's it. These are spiritual laws. I have not changed my avaya. There can't be less than avaya. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. There has to be ketel, there has to be malchut, and a few more sfirot between them. Otherwise, it won't work. There has to be the creator and the created being and each and every p'china. Where are we?
Item
5, above. Internality and externality of Yetzirah are Ruchin and Malachim.
He finished with the Asiya. Now he's going to the world of Yetzirah. From below up.
The internality and externality of Yetzirah are Ruchin and Malachim, angels, each of them containing 5 parzufim, Arechanpin, Abba ve'ima, and Zon. Each parzuf contains 5 prinot Ner El Chai, meaning 25 prinot. And they are only Oruach, the level of Zeranpin in the worlds.
The kelim of the world of Yetzirah are the kelim of Zeranpin. The light in the world of Yetzirah is the light of Ruach. And sure, there are 25 discernments there, 25 prinot. that where do they come from? Because you have Ketochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and each of them also five Prinot. It's like with computers and everything. You can't do something where there's no Keter and Malchut and a few discernments between them, a few Prinot between them. That's the entire Yesod. That's the elementary basic element in creation. That's all there is, Avaya. It's like in computers and modern technology altogether, it's like atoms. It's an atom, that's that. But their variety, the connections between them, from that you can build anything you want. But the foundation is just one. You have a brick, please go ahead. You have bricks, but it's the same brick. You can build a castle, you can build whatever you want, but it's the same brick.
Item 5. Similarly, there are two prinot in the world of Yetzirah, internality and externality. The internality are the Ruchin, and the externality are the Malachim, the angels. Each of them have five Partsufim. Aranpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. Each Partsuf is divided similarly into five, which are the five Prinot Nan Chai, found in Yetzirah. Those are divided similarly into five inner Prinot and five general Prinot. All of them are only Prinat Ruach and Prinat Zeranpin, compared to the value of all the worlds.
If we're talking about the world of Yetzirah, then it's the Klalut of Zeranpin, yeah?
Is there no Arichanpin, Abba, Ima, and Zeranpin in the world of Asiya?
You have everything there. Don't worry. Soon you'll meet him, you'll be able to talk to him.
No, because he opens with this and it's...
Look, you have no Pertzuf that doesn't have 10 Sfirot or 5 Prinot. It has to be. Why are you asking about these things time and time again? This is what he writes. Because he understands that you're already into things.
Just according to my logic, if you're opening with something, then you give all the details and then you...
But he already gave you all the details, so to write it again and again, he writes it in short. This is how he writes. The other nagger, yes.
The world of Asiya Yetzirah, is that a partsuf that stands before the light?
You can say that all of the worlds together are one partsuf. Yeah. And you can say no. You have one partsuf that's called Adam HaRishon. No. Is a Pertzuf that's called Adam Kadmon. Everything. You can divide it however you want. Only in everything there's always ten Sfirot. Otherwise it can't exist.
But that's a Pertzuf apart. Let's say they clothe one another eventually, one Pertzuf. Yeah. But each of them works before the light apart.
Not in
on its own?
Itself. They're all interconnected, but suppose that each of them has an independent structure.
And then all that happens in it, happens in it. And then the lower one connects from the Patsuf that's from above, let's say from Asiya to Yetzirah. And Asiya, what's below Asiya?
This world.
This world, so it too is also connected to those two.
Yeah.
And each is the structure itself towards the Creator.
Yeah.
There's a few questions. Sergei from Moscow is asking, what's the difference between vessels of bestowal and Or Chozer?
Or Chozer, ze adguvat
The Or Chozer is the created being's response to the Creator, that wants to bestow to the Creator. From that pleasure that comes to him, from that revelation that comes to him, he now develops his attitude toward the Creator. That's called Or Chozer. And what else is he asking?
Vessels of bestowal.
Vessels of bestowal are the will to receive that the created being turns into vessels of bestowal. Meaning he makes a tzimtzum, a masach on them, he builds the Or Chozer on them, and then in that Or Chozer, by that Or Chozer, he bestows to the Creator. So there are kilim, which are the will to receive, and if the will to receive feels the pleasure that it receives, then it can make a tzimtzum on it and invert it to in order to bestow. So it has vessels of bestowal. There are no other vessels of bestowal, but only those that don't want to receive for themselves and reject the pleasure. Then it becomes the kli of bestowal. Because the kli of bestowal, there's no such reality in the world. The kli, vessel of bestowal, a created being that bestows. He can bestow by clothing in such actions of Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer, and then as if he bestows. And what does he bestow? He doesn't bestow in practice. He bestows an intention to the Creator that now I don't want to receive because I want to be like you. Then, and that, he barely bestows. It's only like a precondition. And then he says, okay, I'm willing to receive from you because by that I feel that I'm bestowing to you. It's like the host and the guest. It depends on the host. To the extent to which the host shows the guest that he wants to delight the guest. These are all of our kilim. That's it.
An additional question from my friend from Israel. When we read the Zohar and Tess, can we get closer and bestow the world or benefit the world, or should it operate just on one who studies?
Through those who study to the entire world. There's no such thing that I do something on my own or that I receive something by myself without the Creator. That's impossible. It's an integral system. Everyone's interconnected, even though that I'm not planning to, this is how the light works. But if this is my intention, that now with all the other created beings I'm bestowing to the Creator, then I'm the lowest, and the created beings are between me and the Creator, and then through them I bestow to the Creator, and then my bestowal is vast. Yes, Dudi.
Can I ask a general question?
Yeah.
The whole language in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah and Tess that we're reading, is that the language of the Ari?
It comes from the Ari, but actually there's also in the Zohar. But the basis of the language, the way you arranged it, it's all from the Ari.
Meaning a terminology that he brought, a world, olam, partzuf, sfira.
It existed before him too. There's also some in the Zohar, there's in the Torah. In the Torah there are several things, even though that we as if don't differentiate that these words are related to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So how did they speak before this language of Olam, Partzuf, before the Ari?
Take the book of Yetzirah. You have that too. In 32 paths. You can read it in 15 minutes.
So what's the innovation that the Ari brought?
The Ari is the Tzimtzum, Masach, Or Chozer, the Neranchai, the Kachabzon, the Partzufim, the Olamot, the Or Chozer. He arranged everything. He made a system out of it.
They didn't talk about restriction, Masach, and Or Chozer before the Ari?
Yeah, but not the way he revealed and expressed it. We have to understand. There are tremendous Kabbalists who've attained far beyond the Ari and Rabbi Akiva, and because there is the decline of generations, deterioration of generations, but they didn't know how to express it correctly, to write about it in a scientific, systemic way. The only one who did it was Dari, because he had a soul of this type that knew how to explain. Even though that before him, they knew no less, only they didn't know how to express it. That's the difference. Also between the scientists, there are people that know, but how to express it, they can't. Don't know how to. Rabash, he wasn't strong in explaining things. It was hard for him to express himself. In his articles, yes. But in tests, had a bit of a hard time.
How did they talk before the Ari? They said Masach or Chozer, Tintzum.
First of all, many years before the Ari, there was barely any talk about it because everyone attained and wrote as much as he could. There was no systemic studying like there was from Darian on. And before that, around the second destruction of the temple, and before that, then it was spoken in the language of the sages of the...
Of the sages?
And not the Tanakh. The Tanakh was before that, but there in the language of the Talmud. The Talmud tells you about the entire wisdom of Kabbalah very precisely. But in its way, that it takes the still vegetative animate and people, as Malchut Zeran bin Bina and Chochma, and explains the whole of reality to you, Yudke Vavke. Only Yudke Vavke calls it still vegetative animate and speaking, and the relations between them of the created being with the creature in the form of people, and so on. And they understood these things because they were related to all the worlds together. For them, this was a language that to those in attainment, it was clear. And back then, there were many in attainment. Also, the wicked that we talk about, they too were in attainment.
Yes. Is this a language we're going to go back to, or are we done with it?
No, we're beyond all these languages. That's it. We're before the attainment. What's going to happen later? I don't know. I don't think that we'll return to the language of the Tanakh or the Talmud, but we'll put all of them, combine them together. It'll be clear to us from all the languages and degrees how to do it. And music and dance and, as it says, all my bones shall speak it. Nah, that's it. 5-3, we finished. Yes. Everyone quickly go downstairs.